This week in Chicago in 1966, someone threw a stone at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as he marched through Marquette Park.
Oh, I've been hit so many times, I'm immune to it.
King was surrounded by bodyguards as other rocks, bottles, and firecrackers pelted the demonstrators.
But I can say that I have never seen, even in Mississippi and Alabama, mobs as hostile and as hate-filled as I've seen in Chicago.
The march was designed to pressure the city's white leaders into making solid commitments to open housing.
Chicago has always been a one-party town.
On August 5th of 1983, TV News announced that for 3 years, the FBI had been running an undercover operation aimed at Cook County's court system.
The executive, the legislative, and the judicial.
It was called Operation Greylord.
Cook County, you had to be slated by the regular Democratic.
The allegations ranged from fixing drunk driving cases to more serious felony charges.
Therein were the seeds for corruption.
Of the 17 judges indicted, 15 were convicted.
Welcome to Wrigley Field for tonight's game between the Philadelphia Phillies and your Chicago Cubs.
On August 8th of 1988, night baseball came to Wrigley Field.
I'm Jack Brickhouse.
At 6:05 p.m., 91-year-old Cubs fan Harry Grossman pressed a button, and six light towers came to life.
One, a two, a three, left.
In the fourth inning, the rain started, and after a two-hour rain delay, the game was called. The following morning, the Tribune printed, "Someone up there seems to take day baseball seriously."
New Oldsmobiles are in early this year.
And this week in Chicago history, we celebrate the birth of the man who brought us the Blues Brothers and Animal House. John Landis was born in Chicago on August 3rd of 1950. He grew up in California, but always called Chicago home. And that's just a glimpse of this week in Chicago. Until next week, I'm Ann Johnsos.